catch yourself if you're finding that you're going down wormholes that don't really matter for your trading. I'm going through that right now. I'm working with some others. So I'm into these collaboration software systems and the best way to do this and that and store things and activity feeds and all this stuff that really doesn't matter that much. You need to pick a system and stick with it, and you can make changes, that's fine, but I'm spending an inordinate amount of time lately working on this and then getting frustrated because my days are kind of getting away from me. It's almost like I have this sickness where I want to keep tinkering and tinkering, but it's never going to be right. And the same thing can happen with trading software. You can get sucked into technical indicators too, and it's the same thing, but it's like reading a good timeless book. The material is good in 100 years and it's good right now. And all these fads that come and go and change, it's like changing your tennis racket over and over again, thinking that you're going to improve your game when that's just like the 2 or 3%, and everything else is mostly in your head and in your skill level. So make sure that if you're like me and like a lot of people, I think, who, I don't know if they have, I hate to say ADD and things like that, because I don't know if I have that. I don't even know if I believe in that. I think it's what your personality is, but you can tend to want to over tinker, or you might enjoy it. You might geek out on it like I kind of do, but keep track of yourself a little bit that you don't go so overboard that you're wasting your days. And it's okay if you do, you can get back on track, but that can happen with brokerages and software and a lot of different stuff, actually, trying to find the perfect this or that. But, remember what really matters, and that's learning how to think, having a process, following the process, managing your risk, and then going over what you're doing, seeking out information on how to learn, how to educate yourself, how to understand economic events, how to do a lot of different things that everyone can improve on, and make sure you have time in your day for that. I'm talking to myself right now more than anybody else because I'm not doing that very well lately, but I know I need to, and I'm sure others have the same problem. So that's my reminder or my reflection for today.